Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the CollegeToPro.com NFL Draft Blast, the audio alternative for fans and NFL personnel to know NFL draft prospects. Join host Bo Marchante as he brings the next generation of tomorrow's NFL stars to you today. No more than the name.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. I am your show host, Bo Marchante. As always, we appreciate folks you stopping by and joining us. We have a fantastic young man on the program this afternoon. He hails from Illinois, their standout second team, all Big Ten center. He was also a walk-on when he arrived there at tight end and became an anchor to that offensive line. He was also down at the Tropical Bowl showcasing his skills in front of NFL scouts. It's none other than Alex Pielstrom. Alex, welcome to the show, my friend. How's this afternoon treating you?
Good, Bo. Thanks for having me on. I really appreciate it.
Oh, we appreciate you. We know you're a very busy man. You got a lot going on, and to share some of that time with us, our audience and myself are very, very thankful. So let's kind of get into it. I always love the walk-on backstory. So, were you getting offers from other schools? Did you just have an inkling that you always wanted to be with the Illini? How did that kind of come about?
Yeah, so coming in as a tight end, I had a pretty good senior season in high school. Got some smaller offers, Eastern Illinois, some preferred walk-ons. But my dad played at Minnesota from 84 to 88, so I really wanted to follow his footsteps being in the Big Ten. Unfortunately, didn't really get an opportunity with Minnesota, but luckily I got an opportunity with Illinois, visited their spring practice. I really didn't visit any other part of the campus, but I was just like, an opportunity is what I need, and committed right there and then to Coach Lovie Smith, and then been a wild ride from then.
And a fantastic ride for you. Now you're preparing for the 2023 draft, so I think things had to go exactly as I did not know your dad had the Gophers background. Did he kind of change allegiances at all, knowing that, you know, you guys would, you know, play in the Big Ten, or did he stick to his guns and forever be an alumni of the Minnesota team?
You know, for those 6 years, he was an Illinois fan, but, you know, you always see the pictures of the half and half shirts, and unfortunately, my grandma had the half and half shirt, which at the time it didn't really make me happy. But I mean, she's still proud of my dad, so it's funny. But now he's both sides, so it's good for him.
Fair enough. And I got to ask, growing up, was football your favorite sport, or did you have other passions? And were you the bigger, better athlete from the get go?
Yeah. Really, basketball was kind of my first sport. I really had a complicated relationship with football. I always, beginning of the year, I was like, I don't know if I really want to play this year. But and then it always happened after the first game, and I was like, all right, I definitely want to play now, because I don't know if it was jealousy or just missing the game. But I always found a way to kind of come in late, so I missed those first initial practices and always got to – play. I was always kind of a bigger kid, so I was always up an age group, so it was a good experience and just good learning from older kids, and my dad was coaching me too, so good to have that bond with him too.
Oh, definitely. Once again, Alex Pielstrom here on the C2P talking some NFL draft. If you folks ever miss any of these shows in their entirety, you know they're free and available iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, anywhere where you listen to your podcast, you can find them free and available. Now, coming from the walk-on role, you know as well as anybody, lots of kids coming through that program. Some make it real big, and some end up in a position like yourself. You're training for the draft. You're a draftable guy. When did you kind of get that sense, Alex, that you had the stuff that, you know, can get you to the next level? What you were doing on a Saturday can allow you to possibly make a living on a Sunday afternoon playing professional football?
Yeah, it was kind of tough switching to center this year. You know, I had 2 years of O-line under my belt, but I was kind of off and on. didn't really have the success I wanted to my fifth year. But coming in, my Coach Miller, he asked me to play center because we really didn't have anybody else. So, I mean, it was a grind. It was just learning the position, a lot of responsibilities on my shoulders. And I'll be honest, the first couple of games, it was tough. Just having that new voice of the O-line and just kind of IDing everything and making all the calls for everybody. But I think after the Wisconsin game, I mean, against a great opponent in Keanu Benton, I mean, he's a great player. I feel I had a pretty good game against him, and all my coaches kind of felt the same way. And I was like, all right, I mean, I can play with anybody in the Big Ten or anybody in the country, and I kept getting confidence from that. So,
now you come across as a no-nonsense kid. What's it like being in the huddle with you, or just when you know, when you're firing off the ball? Are you that nasty lineman? Are you that extracurricular type of guy where the whistle has blown, but you don't mind getting in an extra shove or an extra push or some sort of thing just to show that you're just a little bit more physical than the opponent?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's a battle every game. It's who has the strongest will. I mean, if any shot you get to either put your opponent on the ground or give a little extra shove, might come back. You might not see it right when it's late in the fourth quarter. You see hands start to be on knees. You see how hard they're breathing. They might need more subs, and that just gives you confidence. And you're like, all right, let's ramp it up for the fourth quarter because this is where money's made. This is where the game's won. So,
and you talked about making money. You were down at the Tropical Bowl. Fantastic opportunity to showcase all the things that you can do in front of NFL personnel. Can you kind of just share with our listeners what that week was like? And you don't have to go team-specific, but did you speak with anybody, and did you get any positive feedback?
Yeah, I talked to around 8 to 10 teams. Good feedback. They like my versatility, and just they like how I played and how smart I was, just knowing because I played all five positions. And I mean, that was pretty cool about the Tropical Bowl because we really only had six or seven guys for the game, so we kind of all switched positions, and it was good to just cross-train and see and just matching up against great players in the collegiate level. And just it was a great week and great game, and just happy to meet my teammates who also had success this season, and we had a fun time. We just were laughing, joking, and we played pretty well, and we got the O-line got the overall MVP. So, I mean, we were playing as a good unit, and it's always good to see, especially when our playmakers made so many plays. It was a fun time.
Awesome. And those teams that spoke with you, are you viewed as a center, guard, tackle? Where do you think teams really think you're going to be the most valuable at the next level?
No, I think center, guard right now. But, I mean,
okay.
I took a couple roles to tackle, and I talked to some teams, and they asked me about it, and I was like, I'll do anything. That's not my first position, but I'll do anything that a team needs me to do, and I'll learn anything, whether it's technique or getting in the film room, just anything I need to do. And I guess that comes from the walk-on mentality too, just anything I can do to help the team.
Fair enough. Now, this question I present to all the guys that come on the program, Alex, you're in the film room, they're breaking down tape, you're with the scouts. When they're watching it, what do you think they're going to love about you? When they say you get at it, what do you think is going to pop off the tape?
I think just physicality and just I kind of view myself as a technician. Just I might be undersized, as some people might say, is my con, you might say, but make up for physicality and technique, just because a good technique can beat a great player every time. Just pad level, your footwork. And I think that's just the most important thing that I've been focused on the last 3 years since I transitioned. And I think that's but just physicality. Teams love to see you put people on the ground, and I think that's important.
Fair enough. That's hard to argue, especially from the offensive line position. The feistier, I think, the better. Is there anything that could go unnoticed? And this is your show. We do know that guys at the next level listen in. It could have been the scheme that you ran offensively. Maybe you didn't get to pull more. I don't know, get to the second level. Team captain, weight room warrior. I know your lift for life. We already know that you're great in the community, so I think you got that box checked. They know you're a high character guy. But anything else that you are, that, you know, do you simply have these teams fall in love with you?
Yeah, I think the important thing about playing center for University of Illinois is that I was in control of all the protections and all the combinations that we had. Anything that I saw and I called, people were basing off what they were doing off me. And I think that's something that you won't see on a typical Sunday, just a person watching the regular game copy. You see that from hours of film of me coming in with coaches every week and just coming in with the rest of the four guys and kind of talking it through and just seeing what we think that week and how certain calls may be made to kind of help us out. And I think I know my teammates pretty well, and I play to their strengths, and I kind of cover up their weaknesses too. So I think that's important.
Definitely. And once again, Alec Pilstrom here on the C2P, second Big Ten. To all 10 Big Ten second team, and also down at the Tropical Bowl and taking some time out of his busy schedule as he prepares for the next level to talk some NFL draft. I don't want to let you go without being able to, you know, your lift for life, and I know the story, and you're very charitable. I know you're involved in a lot of things as well at the university and kind of being a hands-on guy. Anything that you want to add to that? Because I just don't want to neglect it and with this opportunity and the platform that you have.
Yeah, absolutely. So I got the opportunity to start with Lift for Life. I mean, we've always had great mentors at the University of Illinois. Nicky Allegretti, who's with the Chiefs now, he really kind of got our class into it, and just he did a great job. I really wanted to get into it because I had a friend who passed away from Edwin sarcoma in 2020. So I wanted to be, like, just be a big part of it. And it was really cool to see me and the kicker, Caleb Griffin, we went up to Philadelphia last year. I know they just had the event last week called the Young Investigator Draft. And just seeing these researchers get money for their research was just absolutely incredible. And just see how hard people work and just, like, how much the platform us athletes can have. And just we can help so many people. It's just whether we want to do it and how hard we want to work at it. And I think just – use our platform to reach out to other people. I think that's what Uplifting Athletes, they did a great job, and they taught me a lot of lessons, and I was thankful to just be a part of it and kind of honor my friend, and just really just happy to be a part of it.
Fair enough. Well said. And once again, we appreciate your time. We're almost also out of time, Alex. We'd like to have a little bit of fun. We call it three and out. A few lighthearted off-the-wall questions. You ready to take a shot with some of those?
Yep, sounds good.
All right. Now, it could be anybody at the on the coaching staff. What coach had the biggest pet peeve during practice? An absolute no-no. If you got caught doing it, if your teammates got caught doing it, you might catch a little hell.
I mean, I wasn't always a big fan of it, but people seem to really hate you putting your hands on your hips. And, I mean, as an offensive lineman, that's all I do. So, I mean – me and the offensive lineman got in trouble many times just putting hands on the hips because I guess it shows a sign of weakness. But, I mean, we try to sneak it in and kind of just brush it off as the coach was looking.
Fair enough. And you having that tight end background, and I don't know your statistics. You might have done this after you switched full go to O-line. But were you ever in the ears of the coaching staff saying, hey, well, you know what, we need to get some trick plays where, you know, I'll snap it and I'll just, you know, kind of go underneath through the line and catch it back?
You know, we had a lot of arguments this year, especially because our tackles were so athletic. They wanted to get the pass. And obviously, me being a tight end, I'm like, well, I should be getting the pass if I played that position. But kind of hard on the inside. If I was a tackle, maybe we'd pull it out. But we had a couple plays for our tackles that unfortunately didn't get run. But we practiced them all the time. So
fair enough. And the final one, as the draft approaches, draft week, draft weekend, if you will, I'm assured you're going to be with family and friends, awaiting to find out where you're going to land and hear your name called. Who's the best cook in your family, Alex? And what would you like them to have prepared as you celebrate that day in your journey into the National Football League?
You know, my mom is just a great cook, and especially me transitioning from tight end to O-line. I mean, she cooked so much for me during quarantine and COVID. To gain 60 to 80 pounds in a year was tough on all of us, not just my body, but my mom's cooking. So she was cooking all the time. I say chicken ravioli was my favorite, just late night snack every night. I needed it, needed the calories, and slowly but surely we got up there, so it was good.
Excellent. Well, your mom's now on the clock for chicken ravioli, and you, my friend, are on the clock for the 2023 NFL Draft. We always like to tell our guests, stay humble, stay hungry, be blessed, and we just appreciate you sharing some of your time with us.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
No problem at all. Once again, that is the standout offensive lineman from Illinois here on the C2P, Alex Pillstrom. Fantastic prospect, and as you know, came across as a fantastic young man as well. We always appreciate you stopping by and joining us here on the C2P.
This has been a C2P exclusive.